and weather together on the Nines, your 7-day forecast now. Kevin Eubank is in the studio with us, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Simple question, when does the inversion stop?
We know it will move the bad air out by Thursday, so we continue to have some moderately unhealthy air quality along the Wasatch Front. In some spots, it's actually unhealthy. Now, tonight, we'll keep it hazy and 18 for the low. Tomorrow, 32, partly cloudy. We will see the haze continue, but the winds pick up Wednesday night ahead of this storm that will come in on Thursday. So we'll see a little burst of snow overnight Wednesday into Thursday, then a little rain-snow mix during the day, and then it goes back to all snow Thursday night. There's more storms after it. How about one more on Saturday and another one on Monday? So it's that consecutive amount of storms that will help keep the air clear.
Any word about accumulations, what we might expect from any of this, either Wednesday, Thursday, later in the weekend?
The Thursday storm looks to deliver right now 2 to 4 in the valley, and we're talking 6 to 12 in the mountains.
Wow.
So it's not a huge storm, but it's a pretty good-sized storm that will impact us through the commute on Thursday.
It's enough to get your attention. Thanks
yes,
a lot,
is.
Kevin Eubank. 30 degrees in Salt Lake City.